was a very successful protest. The numbers were higher even than the last one in June. I think there's probably over 80,000 people were on the streets in Dublin, once again putting another nail in the coffin of Irish Water. And I think it's clear that the people have decided that they're not going to pay this water tax, and that the resolve is still there and still very strong. And I'm sure the government are very disappointed when they see the large numbers that were there on Saturday.
You're calling for opposition parties to join in the boycott of water bills now.
That's right. I mean, it's clearly it's a boycott and the non-payment of the bills that is putting the situation and putting the pressure on the government to abolish Irish Water. And I would call on Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil to come out now and call on their members as well to support the boycott, and on the parties to support the boycott as the only way of actually ensuring that Irish Water is defeated and can't continue on.
Do you think that this boycott would be successful?
I think so. I think it's clear that it is already being successful. I've spoken to quite a few people over the last number of weeks who would have paid the first water bill because they felt that they're under pressure and they felt intimidated under paying it. And when they've seen the numbers of people who have refused to pay, they feel strengthened now, and they're refusing to pay the second bill. So I expect that the numbers paying the water bill will actually decrease when the government finally releases the figures over the next month or 6 weeks or so, and we'll see that even more people are refusing to pay.